Now turn to part four. You'll hear two colleagues, Tina and Harry, talking about the problems of traffic congestion in their city. For questions 23 to 28, decide whether the opinions are expressed by only one of the speakers or whether the speakers agree. Write T for Tina, H for Harry, or B for both where they agree. You now have 30 seconds in which to look at part four.
Hi, Tina. You look a bit frazzled. What's up?
Oh, Harry, you wouldn't believe the traffic. It's even worse than ever this morning. I put it down to the fact that they've brought those new bus lanes into use.
Well, the fact that the buses now have priority over cars on some roads is meant to solve the traffic problem, not make it worse. I came by bus as usual and I got here at my normal time.
There you are. That just goes to show. If the system was working properly, then you'd be getting here in half the time. As it is, you're no better off, and I've been held up to no avail.
It's a nice idea, Tina, but actually there is no bus lane on my route. They said that the road wasn't wide enough, remember? Unless they cut down all those trees and there was a public outcry. Anyway, who says it's to no avail? If it means you'll consider taking the bus in future, then maybe it's achieved its objective.
I hadn't thought of it in that way. That would be absolutely typical of our city council, wouldn't it? Anyway, that may work for some people, but to tell you the truth, I just don't fancy sitting on a bus, and that's all there is to it.
Yes, and that's how a lot of people feel, unfortunately. And I have to say, I find it rather a selfish attitude, Tina. This city's traffic problem is not going to improve unless we all work at it together. And that means everybody making certain sacrifices, like using their cars less. I don't think people mind that, actually.
OK, don't get on your high horse. I guess we've all got used to a certain degree of personal freedom, and the car plays a pretty large part in that. No one's going to give that up willingly, you know.
I suppose the scheme does represent an attempt to restrict people's freedom, but I welcome that. If you ask me, it's not before time. And let's face it, if the road's gridlocked and you can't get to work, you've lost your personal freedom in any case.
That may be the case, but at least no one's telling me how I should lead my life. It's all right for you. The bus takes you virtually door to door, and you live right next to that supermarket. What about when I want to go out after work or get my shopping on the way home? It's quite a long walk from my flat to the bus stop, you know, and they aren't as frequent on my route either.
OK, I take your point. But look at it this way. If most people habitually took the bus and only fell back on their cars when they had some bona fide reason, like your trip to the supermarket, that would still be a great improvement on everyone leaping into the car without giving it a moment's thought whenever they wanted to go somewhere. It's the unnecessary trips that cause all the hold-ups, actually.
Now, I don't doubt for a moment that you're capable of doing that, Harry, but I scarcely know anyone else who's in a position to even try. What about all the people with kids who've got to do the school run and still get to the office on time?
Well, the kids can get the bus like everyone else.
No, that'll never happen, Harry. Mind you, that alone...
Now you'll hear part four again.
Hi, Tina. You look a bit frazzled. What's up?
Oh, Harry, you wouldn't believe the traffic. It's even worse than ever this morning. I put it down to the fact that they've brought those new bus lanes into use.
Well, the fact that the buses now have priority over cars on some roads is meant to solve the traffic problem, not make it worse. I came by bus as usual and I got here at my normal time.
There you are. That just goes to show. If the system was working properly, then you'd be getting here in half the time. As it is, you're no better off, and I've been held up to no avail.
It's a nice idea, Tina, but actually there is no bus lane on my route. They said that the road wasn't wide enough, remember? Unless they cut down all those trees and there was a public outcry. Anyway, who says it's to no avail? If it means you'll consider taking the bus in future, then maybe it's achieved its objective.
I hadn't thought of it in that way. That would be absolutely typical of our city council, wouldn't it? Anyway, that may work for some people, but to tell you the truth, I just don't fancy sitting on a bus, and that's all there is to it.
Yes, and that's how a lot of people feel, unfortunately. And I have to say, I find it rather a selfish attitude, Tina. This city's traffic problem is not going to improve unless we all work at it together. And that means everybody making certain sacrifices, like using their cars less. I don't think people mind that, actually.
OK, don't get on your high horse. I guess we've all got used to a certain degree of personal freedom, and the car plays a pretty large part in that. No one's going to give that up willingly, you know.
I suppose the scheme does represent an attempt to restrict people's freedom, but I welcome that. If you ask me, it's not before time. And let's face it, if the road's gridlocked and you can't get to work, you've lost your personal freedom in any case.
That may be the case, but at least no one's telling me how I should lead my life. It's all right for you. The bus takes you virtually door to door, and you live right next to that supermarket. What about when I want to go out after work or get my shopping on the way home? It's quite a long walk from my flat to the bus stop, you know, and they aren't as frequent on my route either.
OK, I take your point. But look at it this way. If most people habitually took the bus and only fell back on their cars when they had some bona fide reason, like your trip to the supermarket, that would still be a great improvement on everyone leaping into the car without giving it a moment's thought whenever they wanted to go somewhere. It's the unnecessary trips that cause all the hold-ups, actually.
Now, I don't doubt for a moment that you're capable of doing that, Harry, but I scarcely know anyone else who's in a position to even try. What about all the people with kids who've got to do the school run and still get to the office on time?
Well, the kids can get the bus like everyone else.
No, that'll never happen, Harry. Mind you, that alone...
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.